What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show here at IU Indy Jaguars head coach Ben Holland on the Boss Man Show out of Horizon League. Coach, how you doing up there, man? Nips today, man. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. We've got some beautiful weather, a little bit of heat outside, so we're practicing here. So all is well here in Indianapolis.
And coach, let me ask you, man. I know you had success down there at West Liberty. Did a heck of a job down there. So what about this job really stood out to you to want to make the jump now from D2 to D1 and take over this program, man?
Yeah, I tell you, just the vision that Luke Basso, our athletic director, has with, the basketball program here. And for me, I was at a very successful program in West Virginia at West Liberty University, and we won a lot of championships and competed, at a very high rate, but needed something different. And obviously, here at IU Indy, it checked a lot of the boxes for me in terms of, I think we can win here. I do. And obviously, like you and I spoke before, the city of Indianapolis has a lot of momentum right now, especially with the game of basketball. And also just because of the program hasn't had a winning record since 2011. That to me is intriguing, and just seeing if I can come in here and flip the culture and get the people of Indianapolis on board for the style of play that we're going to bring here. And so far it's been really good.
And being at IU Indy, you're the big sport there because no football there. So talk about that, being the basketball, being the flagship sport of the school, the front door of the university. So the resources will come in your way to help you be successful, build a culture you want to, and get this thing turned around the way you want to.
Yeah, I think, that was one of the first things I thought about is we're kind of the big dog on campus, right? And for us, it's about getting the right people in our program, and not only from a basketball standpoint, but from a personal standpoint, we want to be around people that we like and people that we want to enjoy being around when we work. So I think, you know, having people invested in our program and having the right guys in our program go hand in hand. And, you know, I feel like the team that we've constructed, which, you know, we constructed a whole team in basically a month, those guys check all those boxes.
Let me ask you about that, coach. In this new world of the portal, NIL, kind of like you're speed dating almost. So, how do you kind of vet young men to really figure out if they're the right fit for your program?
Yeah, so for me, and it was a little bit tougher even for us because we got hired so late. You know, we were hired in May, and you know, a lot of the players were already, you know, taken from, you know, for going to other schools. So I was able to bring some of my players here from West Liberty, which is, you know, going to help bridge the gap of the unfamiliarity of our style of play. And then obviously we attacked the portal and we got guys from you know all areas from Division II to Division I transfers and we look at all levels. We just don't pigeonhole ourselves into looking for Division I transfers. We look at Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, grad transfers, whatever. We're just trying to construct the best roster that we possibly can year in and year out.
No doubt. And for you, like with this new program, what's gonna be some pillars of your culture you want these young men to be about every day and represent when they go out in the community of Indianapolis, represent the IUIndy basketball team?
Yeah, I think for us, one thing that's important to me is just treating people the right way. You know, no one wants to be around someone that's a jerk or doesn't treat people the right way. And you know, I feel like in recruiting, you can kind of tell that. And there's been guys that I've wanted basketball wise, but I didn't think they'd fit in our culture as a person. And I think just being friendly and please and thank you go a long way with me. And second of all, I just want guys that do well in the classroom. And the last thing I want to do is have to have one of my assistant coaches walk our guys to class and make sure they're there. Just go to class. It's pretty simple. If you have class, you go to class, you sit in the front row, you take notes. If you need extra help, you get extra help. And if we can check those two boxes, obviously, we feel like we're in pretty good hands.
No doubt. And you know what, coach, like you said, man, I think sometimes in this world of NIL, forget about the student part of it. And like, I know me, I'm using my degree right now because I'm on my own radio show. So I got a degree in business. So I'm using my degree now after I got through playing. So it's very important that you get that education and get that degree and really get in something that you like, not just some like physical education that's just to get you by or general studies.
Right. And eventually the ball is going to stop bouncing, whether you like it or not. People get old and you got to put the basketball away. So, you know, for us, we're at a great institution with very high level academics. And, you know, if you get a degree from IUIndy, it's going to mean something. And certainly looking forward to seeing what these guys are able to do once they're done playing basketball.
100%. And looking at your league, the Horizon League, it's been a tough league over the years. A lot of coaches have moved up out of this league. So, talk about the league as a whole and the coaching in the league. And we're led by Greg Kempe, who's been out forever in Oakland, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, to meeting these coaches. I really don't have, you know, a relationship with many of these head coaches. I know some assistant coaches in the league. And the one thing I'll say, or two things I'll say, is number one, I think it's a very physical league. I think, you know, the holding and shoving and grabbing is something that's very prevalent in this league. And I think the uniqueness of this league is everyone's got kind of their own style of play. Everyone does something a little bit different, and whether you're going against a zone or whether you're going against, you know, a full court press like we're going to run, I think each team and each coach have their own individual way of doing things.
100%. And also, I want to ask you about that too. Like, how much do you spend of your time now in between getting to know your roster and your guys that you have, watching the film, kind of get a head start on this season coming up? Because I know you got to figure out these coaches. So, how much you spend looking ahead, like what do they do, what do they like to run? So can we kind of mesh what we do against what they do?
Yeah, I think it's right now it's kind of unique for me because I'm living in an Airbnb, a temporary housing until I get my family out here. So I'm living like a bachelor again. And so I'm living with one of my assistant coaches, and it's, you know, at nighttime we're watching a lot of old game film from last year, and just kind of like you said, just getting familiar with the style of play from other coaches and maybe getting some different, you know, ideas on how we can attack them, or you know, just getting familiar with certain personnel from other teams as well. And It's very interesting because you think you know something, you know, you get used to coaching in a certain league, then you go to another league and it's completely different or completely foreign to you. So it's been fun getting to see how these coaches coach and the style, the different style of plays that they run.
Now, this summer with your guys on campus, how much is it going to be about individual workouts, getting them better individually, and mixing in some team concepts too? Because with you being a first year head coach, a whole new roster, getting them, especially your guys from West Liberty who know what you're doing. So, how are you balancing these hours you have to kind of figure out, do I we go individual hard, or do we do some team stuff, or do a little bit of both at the same time?
I think for us, and we're unique because we do run a system that's probably not very common at the Division I level. We are a up-tempo, full-court pressing team for 40 minutes. So a lot of our stuff right now is team because we're trying to implement our style of play. And obviously, we're a work in progress right now. We have some days where we look okay, and some days where we don't look okay. But I feel like that's pretty common at this point in the year when, you know, we're in July and we gave our guys off a week for the July 4th. Now we're going to, you know, start the 4 week next 4 weeks today, and you know, hopefully with these next 4 weeks we can get better as a team and also get better individually.
And coach, also for you, man, talk about your guys getting the right nutrition, the right rest, prehab and rehab, because that's very important. Because your season goes from November, hopefully through March, and you build those miles and the calories right now. So, about how important it is when they're off the court in the weight room and eating the right way, fueling their bodies the right way, so they can have the fuel needed to make this run that you want to make come March of 2026.
Yeah, I think kids are a little bit different today than they were even back when I played. You know, back when I played, which is not that long ago, 2006, 2010, we had like McDonald's and Wendy's, and we were fine eating that kind of stuff. And now, like, I think players are more cognizant of what they're putting in their body, so there's not a lot of fried food they're eating. There's, you know, they're pretty strong in terms of just drinking water. And they eat clean. A lot of our guys are eating clean, which is important. And then because of our style of play, it's exhausting to play this way. So I don't have to worry about them sleeping because I know they're getting their rest because of, you know, our training sessions here in the summer. So I'm not worried about them sleeping because they're getting the proper rest.
And how cool is it coming from D2 where you don't really have the opportunity to do the summer thing, summertime thing, and now you can do it here at D1 level with IU Indy?
Yeah, I like it. I think you need to be careful too because I think you can overtrain and maybe run some guys into the ground and maybe, you know, develop some injuries that you probably don't want to develop in the summer months. So, you know, I that's the one area where I've talked to some mentors and some friends at the Division I level and just kind of picking their brain on how they go about, you know, the summer months. But you know, for right now, we've got a good routine down, and everyone's, knock on wood, is healthy right now. So that's the biggest thing for me is number one, implementing our system, and number two, staying healthy for the season.
And I'm slightly older than you. I got it done in 08. So I remember the Magic Day was October the 15th was the Magic Day. And we
Right.
for Midnight Madness. So I remember
Yeah.
those days where the coaches could watch us, but not really watch us have open runs.
Right. The October 15th was a big day because you got the practice gear out for the first time and you got the new shoes. The team shoes were given out for the first time. So I remember those October 15th days. Those were fun.
Yes, indeed. And I want to ask you about the difference between D2 and D1, heavy men D2. So what's for the fans who don't understand the difference as far as roster construction, what difference between the D2 level and the D1 level for you?
Well, as far as like skill set and ability, there's, you know, I'm not familiar right now. I've never played a Division One game, so I'm still trying to learn all that. But I don't think there's, you know, from the upper level of Division Two teams to low major to mid major Division One teams, I don't think there's a lot of difference in terms of skill. I think you'll see a difference in size of players. I think the players at this level are maybe just a little bit bigger, but in terms of skill or how good guys are, I don't think there's much of a difference. And I think you can see that with the number of Division II guys that transfer up every year and have success at the Division I level. When I was at West Liberty, we typically lost our best player every year, and they would go up to the Division I level and have a lot of success there as well. And I just think, you know, another difference is the resources you have at the Division I level. Division II level, you know, you're making sure every penny's is spent the right way, and you're just making sure things are done the right way. Here, you have a little bit more flexibility in terms of resources and finances to take care of your players and you know, not just on the court, but off the court as well, and making sure they're doing the right things off the court.
100%. I want to ask you, Coach, I know you played as well. At what point did you want to get into coaching? My dad is a coach, but I don't have the patience to coach. I'm too fiery on the court. I would get fired if it's in the wrong thing, probably. But when did you, I don't follow my dad's track. But when did you decide you want to get into coaching, man?
Yeah, so I played for 4 years at West Liberty, and I was lucky enough to stay on as a student assistant when I was finishing up my degree, my fifth year, and you know, kind of got to see the ins and outs of how to run a program. And then you know, I became a permanent substitute teacher, you know, out of college, but was part time coaching as well. And not the most fun days for me when I was a teacher. That was a real job, and you know, coaching. I get to be around something that I love to do and actually earn a living that way. And I like the overall, the grind part of coaching. For me, that's the most fun part is, you know, the summer months and the recruiting and doing all the things that matter for game day. And there's a lot of things that go in the game day that the general fan don't get to see, but coaches and everyone involved with your program get to see that. So that part for me is the joy of it. And again, just being around the team, like there's nothing better than being on a team. And, you know, when you're surrounded by players, especially at the college level and college age kids, you can have a lot of fun with them. And, you know, there never is a day where I don't laugh with my players or make jokes with my players. That's the fun part for me. And that's a reward I get.
You know what, Coach? That's the part I do miss about it, that camaraderie with the guys. You know, being on the radio show, I get to do my own thing. But the part I do miss about it is that being around the guys, being in that locker room is one of a kind. And the moments you have, the things that happen that you can take forever with you forever, you can't replicate outside of that set.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think one of the best feelings for me is getting a win on the road and coming home on that bus after a game. You can't describe it because everyone's in a good mood and maybe you eat a little bit at a nicer restaurant after a win and everyone's positive after a win. So for me, that's something that's one of my biggest joys in coaching is getting those wins on the road than traveling back on the bus. That's a lot of fun.
Last question for you, Coach, is a fun one for you. For you and your sister living in Airbnb, what's been the coolest food spots in Indianapolis you all been hitting up as you try to get adjusted to this great city you're living in now?
Yeah. So we're big Mexican food guys. My assistant and I are big Mexican food guys. So we're pretty good cooks, we like to claim. So we do a lot of the cooking. But there's been some really good Mexican restaurants that we've been to downtown. And I tell you what, we had something here the other day, food truck. It's called Food Clusters. And they came in and catered for, you know, our office. And they had some great food as well. So we're big foodies. We try to eat well. But we also get our workouts in the morning, so it allows us to eat what we want to.
Well, Coach, like I told you offline, I come in Indianapolis a lot, so I look forward to seeing you. I'm in town, get your number offline, man. So look forward to building friendship with you over the years, man. We're on the same age, man. We've been doing the same stuff, so it's all good, man. Good to meet you, Coach. It's fun to talk to you on the show today. It was really good to have you on, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. If you ever need anything from me, you just let me know.
We'll do, Coach. Appreciate you, brother.
Yep, take care.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.